This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Remember Me Rose Garden.
Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
You know, this is a show that I've been anticipating because it really kind of ties into my broadcast career, and we'll talk about that in a moment. The 25th anniversary of 9/11 is just around the bend. And I first heard about this with Doug Oster, this incredible thing that we're going to be talking about. But before we get started, I'd like to introduce the people that are going to be with me on this show today. And Brian, why don't you start off, introduce yourself, and then let's talk about the man that we have here to tell a story that everybody needs to hear. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah, really great to be here today. My name is Brian Tedeschi. I'm on the board of directors for the Remember Me Rose Garden, which is a fully nonprofit and volunteer-led organization out there in Somerset County, just about a quarter mile down the road from the National Flight 93 National Memorial. And it's a pleasure to serve on the board and pleasure to serve next to folks like Mary Alice and Clay and the work that they have done for many, many years to make this garden a reality.
All right, so introduce Clay. Go ahead.
I'd like to introduce you to Clay Mankemeyer, who is, I would say, the patriarch of the Remember Me Rose Garden, who was a first responder on the day of the event, or the day of the terrorist attacks, if you will, on our country. And he was one of the first people on the scene in Somerset County, in Shanksville, where Flight 93 ended, and where the heroic folks first step forward to defend our country.
So, Clay, before we talk about all the wonderful things that are happening now to pay tribute to that fateful day and to those heroes, let me just say, so I'd worked the overnight shift, and I literally had no sleep. I got home, and I was in the recliner just about ready to take a nap when I looked at the television screen, and the Today Show was on, and I saw the second plane hit, and it was so surreal that I couldn't actually imagine it was happening. So I actually got called, went out, and started to cover the story from the local angle. And the plane had passed over the airport here where I was talking to people. But to actually be there as you were, just what was it like, the initial response? And obviously, I'm sure you had to be a little numb, to say the least. But it had to be overwhelming once it started to settle in what actually went down that day.
Well, that day started for me watching in horror and disgust and anger and all the emotions that went through so many people as those planes hit the World Trade Center. But then I was rudely became aware of a news flash that said a flight has gone down in or near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. My house is in just outside the borough of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And when I went outside and looked over the hill, it was quite obvious that where the crash site was only less than a mile. And there was a plume of smoke that jutted up, already going almost completely out of sight in that clear blue sky. And anger and that welled up in me is indescribable. I couldn't wait to get up to assist at the scene. I called my son, who had a four-wheel off-road vehicle,
right,
thinking we could join in the search and rescue immediately, even before the first responders got there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I arrived to find just a area of utter devastation, and it was soon evident there would be no survivors. There would be no need for search and rescue. It was just pieces of debris scattered over acres in treetops, and that plume of smoke still rising up out of the sky as I got back in the vehicle with my son, and I said, let's search the area, hoping to find a hijacker that had jumped out of the plane with a parachute and maybe find him hanging in a tree where we could start an early enhanced interrogation or something.
I couldn't agree more. I'd have been right there with you. But here's the other thing. You realize I have three children, and the two youngest would have no recollection. But if it wasn't for what you have done, and we're going to get into all the particulars and so many of the wonderful people that work so diligently to do this, many of them would have no recollection of this at all. Because in everything in the way of history, I mean, the World Trade Center actually was bombed once before in the early 90s. So history has a way of repeating itself, sadly, especially scary stuff like this. But it goes from one chapter to the next, and a lot of this stuff gets lost in translation. So what you're doing is keeping these heroes alive. I hope you understand that.
Yes, and I'm honored to be able to do it. And of course, at that point then, it was just a matter of retrieving debris and searching the site, cleaning up the site. And in me, that was just utterly frustrating and angering. And I began to be consumed by that anger and just the idea that there was no recourse, there was nothing that we could do, and I was very relieved to find out that they were going to put together a commission to call in on the Park Service and the county leaders and anyone who wanted to join, to begin to put together a response and in answer to what had just happened in our little community. So
see, and here's, you were there as it happened early on, and I was starting to get bits and pieces when I was out covering the story and having a lot of friends in the airline industry. And when I realized finally what had happened, they weren't shot down, they didn't crash by accident, but these heroes took it amongst themselves to basically end their life to prevent what could have happened. And to me, I don't think the word valor has ever been more evident than what they did on that fateful flight that day.
Yes, and also what happened in response to that sacrifice made there by our little town of Shanksville. The call went out for volunteers, first for recovery of the debris in the site, and then to man the site. As people began to descend on that little town of Shanksville, the only way to get up to the field where the crater remained of the plane was a couple of side roads through a small town of Lambertsville. And the traffic began to overwhelm that little field, farmer's field. It was just a farmer's dirt road that led up by the crash site in the open area there. So my state police instincts kicked in a little bit and tried to do some organization of the traffic flow up there. If you can imagine campers, cars by the dozens, buses pulling in there on a one-lane road. And we began to have traffic jams and mass confusion up there. My wife and I even was up there into the after dark. And of course, there was no lighting. And so we would line up buses and cars with their headlights on pointing to the crater and talk to the people and tell them of the heroics that took place that brought that plane down there. And then the call came to bring in the Park Service. We were overwhelmed.
All right, when we come back, now the story, the healing, if you will, a great story. Remember Me, Rose Garden. Clay is here. Brian is here. I hope that all of you, if you have your kids or grandkids nearby that maybe weren't old enough or even alive when this happened, that they will sit and listen, because this is something and a story that definitely needs to be told, and I'm so honored to have the opportunity to do it. It's your Pratt Pack today on KDKA. Back with more in a moment.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Brian really put this whole thing together, and I got to give him a pat on the back. I'm so grateful, and they're going to be back in August. And now that I have both of their phone numbers, I will definitely weave them in and out of this story as the 25th anniversary is almost here. Brian, just real quick, just some of your thoughts of this gentleman here telling the story, who honestly was a hero among so many that day. But before we get back to Clay and actually talk about the journey that has now gotten us this beautiful memorial in honor of that flight, Just your thoughts about this man and his passion.
Clay is unbelievable. I mean, I when you sort of hold him up and you sort of see his passion in his eyes and his commitment. I mean, don't throw food at me, Clay. But I mean, you know, you're no spring chicken. But I tell you, you know, you work harder than any 10 men that I know every day at that Rose Garden. You are there every day doing something, mulching, pruning, planting, cutting, organizing. The work that you are doing there is ridiculous, and it should be recognized, frankly. I mean, it's amazing what you're doing. And what's the coolest thing about it, Rob, is that Clay isn't doing it for him.
No.
He's doing it for the legacy and the meaning. And his why to do this runs so deep in him and in his wife, Mary Alice, that he's untouchable. He is the lead volunteer. Every person who works, is involved with Remember Me Rose Garden, is a volunteer. Nobody is paid. It's a 501c3, complete volunteer-led and organized organization. We need more. We need more volunteers. We need more folks to show up and stand up and lean in and help us create and maintain this world-class garden on these 13 acres.
All right, so this is kind of like the trifecta question, kind of rolled up into the first to talk about how it began. So Remember Me Rose Garden. Let's talk about, Clay, how it got started, how you got involved, and when did it actually open? Go ahead.
Well, when we put together the regularly scheduled meetings taking place at our little high school in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. I looked for a place where I could fit in there and probably use my background in police and security. It didn't seem to be all coming together until a gentleman who was nicknamed the Rose Nut. He was a rose grower, gardener from New York, just outside of New York City. And he came with bundles of beautiful roses in his hand to pass out, largely to the families of that were represented there, the ones that died on Flight 93. But he had a vision, and his vision was to establish a beautiful rose garden in the park, as a feature in the park, to have a place of peace and tranquility, beauty amongst all the hardscape that the Park Service had proposed. And they did a great job. And it's a beautiful park. And if you haven't seen it, people need to come. But they're going to find that it is all indeed brick and mortar and hardscape. When we bought the idea, I had joined the design solicitation committee to come up with a design for the national park and decide what was to be in it. They totally outlawed any idea of a garden. We don't do gardens in national parks. Too much maintenance, problems with people objecting to sprays, and that kind of thing. So we were effectively shut out. I was praying hard and trying to figure out how on earth we were going to pull this idea of a rose garden off. I called Patrick White. Patrick White was the uncle of one of the people killed on the plane, and he was at the time chairing the meetings. And I asked him to meet me under a large cell tower that was just off of Route 30, only about a quarter mile from where the actual impact was, the crash site. But the park is just across the street, and we stood there, and he wondered about this rose garden idea. He said, the families like it, we like it, what's it going to take to make it happen? And I said, well, I'd like about 15 acres to get started. And he said, well, where would you want it? And I looked around this cell tower, and it was one of the only pieces of relatively flat property within miles of the crash site. If you've been through the rolling hills of Somerset County, it's either going up or going down. Very little plateau there. But here was a place I thought was ideal, and I said I would like it right here. And he looked around and saw that it was being used as an illegal trash dump. It was overgrown with white thorns. The deer had a hard time getting through that piece of property. But I had walked it during hunting season at one time, and I knew that that relatively level rich soil had continued all the way back to the national park property that was behind it, over 1,000 acres of hunting ground. And very surprising to me was when Patrick said, "You got it." And as it turned out, the families formed their own fund to buy up properties surrounding the national park proper in order to keep down commercial development. And so he just deeded it over to us. And it was an answer to prayer for me, and a way to really express our appreciation to the sacrifice made there.
The thing that I took away from was Brian saying, "You're doing all this work." And then I heard you say 15 acres. And listen, I know what I have to put up with 20 minutes of yard work just mowing my lawn. So I can't even imagine. So volunteers are a must. How can people volunteer to help you out up there?
Well, we hold regular volunteer days. And if you want to come up on the mountain when we announce one of those, you won't have to imagine it anymore. We'll put you to work.
I got to tell you, what rewarding work it would be, though.
Oh, it's so gratifying. The fact that it was, I just had it in my mind to be a rose garden, and this gentleman just shows up from New York with this vision of putting a beautiful rose garden in there. I just knew that there was somebody hiring me in charge and helping to pull this whole thing together. I approached gardeners and grower shops where they grew plants and sold them on that mountaintop, and they said, "Forget it. Roses can't be grown up here. This is too hard a climate, too hard a winter. They won't survive."
So we could say, "I never promised you a rose garden," then we could add to it, "that never looked this more beautiful." I mean, roses are the perfect flower to basically commemorate this. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful and precious, and everybody has a favorite story about a rose.
And not only we just get roses, as it turned out, a rose grower from Texas, I think, had to just developed a newly hybridized hybrid tea rose that was awarded the honor of being the hybrid tea rose of the century.
Wow.
This thing was so incredibly hardy that would take harsh weather. And the winter out well on top of that mountain. And we just happened to get in the referral to a man by the name of Steven Scaniello, who was Mary Poppins, Julie Andrews' gardener. And he offered to help guide us through this building process. And a hybridizer from Texas.
You got to believe in a higher power.
Oh, if it wasn't the higher power, I wouldn't be here, and the garden wouldn't be here.
So, as we get ready to go to break, what's the best way people can learn all about this? I mean, online, obviously. What's the best way?
Yes, our website is rememberme.rosegarden.org.
Got to get that right.
And my contact information is on it. If they give me a call and they want to join in on our volunteer days, and we'll gladly arrange that.
And I can see it in your eyes, and obviously you're a man of honesty and integrity, and for someone who was in the military police and the state police, which I have many friends past and present, you're used to tough stories and witnessing things. How overcome with emotion were you when you got there? I got to believe that your eyes just welled up almost immediately. That must have been just such a just gut-wrenching, gut punch, heartbreaking day for you.
Yes, it was. And the anger and frustration and bitterness that I felt was overwhelming. But so is the joy and beauty of this peaceful, tranquil rose garden with thousands of these hybrid tea rose garden perennials now bursting through into the spring here, it was worth it all.
See, anybody can talk about the gardening aspect of it, but I'm the guy who talks about the heart of it. And the heart of it is the day that you all decided to do something to keep the memories of those heroic people alive for generations to come. And even though the beauty is there and it's evident, you have to remember the beauty in your heart and all the people that continue to keep this thing thriving for future generations. Clay, stay here. We got much more with Brian and Clay. Remember Me Rose Garden, amazing story. So proud to have the chance to talk about it. We've got two more segments. Stay with us.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Remember Me, Rose Garden.
All right, Brian, reset everything. Tell everybody who you are and who's with us and why
thank
we're here.
You. Yep, thanks, Rob. Yeah, Brian Tedeschi. I'm a board member for the Remember Me Rose Garden, which is out there in Somerset County, just a quarter mile down the road from the Flight 93 National Memorial. And I'm very happy to be joined with my colleague and friend, Clay Mankemeyer, who is, I've called him the patriarch and the impetus and the reason why the Rose Garden even exists. And that phrase, Remember Me Rose Garden, is truly appropriate because we're trying to help people remember the events of 9/11 and the impact that it had on our country and our community and right here in Western Pennsylvania.
Changed my life forever. And I was just telling you all off the air and all the stories that I've covered. That's in the top five. It was a horrific day, but it's also nice to know that the dawn of a new day began when they decided to do this. And every day that people visit, you sure are going to remember and reflect. But it's also about moving forward and turning the page to a brighter day. So
that's right.
When I say to you, Clay, what should people care the most about when it comes to the Remember Me Rose Garden? Or what are the things that stand out in your mind that people should remember when they visit there? And the thought process. Go ahead.
Well, the theme for the garden is beauty from ashes. The ashes of Flight 93 and the terrible devastation there and the unbelievable horror that took place there. There can be beauty come of it. If we keep our attitudes right, keep our hearts right, all things, the Bible says, work together for good to them that are called according to his purpose. And I stood on that and trusted that was going to happen. And things happened that I cannot take full credit for. The fact that we wanted a beautiful centerpiece up there. I got bids for it, for marble walls and finished sidewalks. Came in around $1 million plus. I think at the time I had raised about $100 in the bank account to get all this done. And I was just fretting about that. We seemed to be at a standstill. And my attention was drawn as I prayed and meditated about that, how we were going to pull this off at this garden. My attention was drawn to the Goonies. When I asked for volunteers to come from the strip mining operations around Somerset County. Of course, that's a rich coal area, and there were a number of them.
Right.
They came with their dozers and cleared that property for me. In the process, they said they're not sure if this is going to work because they keep hitting these Goonies. And I said, what's a Goonie? They said, these boulders, these huge limestone, sandstone, marble boulders that are buried all over this hilltop. He said, well, you cannot afford to haul those away for you. And I said, what if you just push them out of the way then? Push them along the wood line in the back where they had cleared. We'll deal with it later. Well, later was the time to put in this fountain plaza that we had planned for, surrounded by these beautiful roses. And I couldn't afford the concrete. I couldn't afford the marble walls, but there were the Goonies. And so I just got my son's backhoe. He was started in the, happened to just be starting in an excavation business himself. And so I put it through its paces, rolling those Goonies back down and arranging them in a giant circle. And then I recalled what being on the design solicitation committee, we had a request from pilots and crews of the airlines that fly over that heavily traveled air corridor. And they said, whatever you're doing up there, we would like to see something on the ground that would allow us to find that as we pass over the area, and that we could have the captain announce, if you look out your window, you'll see this marker on the ground.
I've heard
and
that
marks the place where our fellow airline pilots and stewardesses and passengers gave their life to stop that flight from reaching its destination. And so we put spikes then pointing north, south, east, and west, and made a giant compass with the intermediate points as well, south point pointing directly to the crash area just on the other side of the road. And it worked out beautifully.
Yeah, listen, so Rose Care Masterclass, tell me about this.
Well, we needed a lot of volunteers, and we didn't need them up there going wild with clippers. We needed to train people and those volunteers in order to get them in line to help maintain that garden. It grew and it grew into 13 acres. Not just with that compass rose, we had other theme gardens that goes around there, including the cross garden with the cross that was placed, the first tribute placed at Flight 93. We erected and built a garden around it. But we needed skilled workers, and we were in our search for the roses to put in there. I was referred to a man by the name of Steven Scaniello. Turns out he is one of the foremost
Jerry into the stars.
Yes. He offered to come and teach a master class for us. And of course, we put him to work on that. And every year now, we teach people how to do those roses, to cut them back and to treat them. What the sprays to use, chemicals, and he is the world's foreknown expert in that field. And then we put him to work, of course. We go up and we give him some hands-on experience.
So, go ahead, Brian.
Rob, I was going to say, no, I just wanted to play off what Clay was saying. In fact, there is a master class coming up for folks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's coming up in April because, there's upwards of, almost 400 roses on this property. And it's a lot of work, as you might imagine. They need each of those individual rose bushes needs pruned back from the winter time so that they can grow and bloom. And they bloom really from, sort of around the end of May. We've had blooms all the way through November, so because we take care of them, right? And it's got this 40-foot fountain. It's got these 40 memorial stones that are etched with the names of all of the heroes from the flight that. The rocks, the Goonies that Clay talked about. It's a remarkable sight to behold. 300 or 400 award-winning roses, 2,500 other roses throughout the property as well, a quarter-mile walking trail. So we're talking about a remarkable piece of property and a remarkable experience that is just serene and quiet and a place for people to reflect and understand what happened that day. And really just sink into it, frankly. And I'll tell you, we couldn't do it without some unbelievable volunteers. You're talking, these folks give countless hours and money. This is, every dollar that's there is through a fundraising, through individual donations, through grants, help from the state of Pennsylvania. Thank you very much. And folks like you, Rob, and KDKA, without your kind of work here and the kind of work that KDKA has supported us with, we couldn't do what we're doing out there. So this masterclass on April 26th is coming up. And it's sort of a 9 o'clock start time around that time. And we're going to have, refreshments for people. And Steven Scaniello, who is really president of the Heritage Rose Society nationally, mm-hmm. is going to be present there showing people how to take care of roses and take care of flowers and He is so smart. It's incredible about this stuff.
Well, you know, the rose is connected to the heart because of so many, you know, celebrations, including Valentine's Day. So this really is a matter of the heart. So help me here. So there's not a fee to get into this place, then?
It's completely free. Of course, we have a donation box there. If folks would like to drop a few coins in there, you know, and help us out. But, you know, folks, again, yes, it's completely free to get in. Folks like John Vento, who is on our board of directors, who has donated countless hours and time. Bill Sank, whose son Ryan Sank for his Eagle Scout project, is the person responsible for putting the benches around the quarter mile walking trail for people to sit and relax and take it all in. You mentioned Doug Oster.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Without him, we would be nothing. He's a great guy. Larry Richard, great guy. He is such a supporter of our efforts out there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have some really great stuff coming up here this year. We have plans to not only the Rose Care Masterclass, but we want to begin construction of a new visitor center up there.
Oh, nice.
And an architect named Jim Cardillo actually donated all of his time and talent and treasure to help us design that new visitor center. So an amazing guy there, too. Vietnam vet, as a matter of fact. A new stage and amphitheater. We just rolled out a new Kavod garden in conjunction with the 1027 Healing Partnership, relative to the attacks on the Tree of Life a few years back.
And
we worked with them to create a special, very special Kavod garden to honor the Jewish members and the Jewish heroes who were on that flight.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right, listen, we'll come back. One more segment. Best way for people to find out more. Tell them, Clay.
Call the garden. My number is 814-233-4080. We'll gladly direct them to the garden. We give tours of the garden. It's, as we said, it's open all the time, from dawn till dark, and never a fee.
All right, we'll come back much more. Stay with us. One more segment with Brian and Clay as we continue to talk about an amazing place right here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Remember Me Rose Garden, back with your Pratt Pack and more in just a couple of moments on KDKA. All right, let me just, before we get to Brian and Clay for our final segment, this Rose Garden is something that everybody needs to see, and it's going to be a part of our history and tradition for generations to come. But if you've never been a part of it, you need to check it out. Remember Me Rose Garden, of course, .org is where you can also find out more. Got through all my questions, everything I wanted to talk about, and I really wanted to save the last segment for what really matters. Your heart, your memories, and obviously you and I are a little older now than we were, soon to be 25 years ago on September the 11th of this year. How will this thing, in your opinion, move forward long after you and I are on this earth? Hopefully they will be as dedicated as you, sir. Go ahead, Clay.
Well, we have a very dedicated and talented board of directors, and they've been a tremendous help to me and a tremendous support. I intend to go until about 103.
Nice.
So I'll be around up there if anybody would. I love to greet people and take them around. We have just got cleared to purchase some golf carts. One's going to be a 6-passenger, so elderly, infirmed. They don't have to worry about making the trek, the half mile around the Rose Garden. If they want to see it all, either my wife or I will give them a private tour with the golf cart, or walk with groups if groups want to contact us. We gladly take school groups. I love to give the history up there and give the tribute to the heroic sacrifice of the men and women on Flight 93 to these kids that went around when this happened, that didn't experience. We hope we can just touch on the horrors, but end with the beauty that can result. Even from such a tragedy as Flight 93, beauty can indeed be raised from ashes.
Yeah, you know, when you think about, we've been talking off the air because there's a number of people, wives in here along with Brian and Clay, but how they all agreed to make that decision on that fateful flight. They were all in basically footstep with one another. Yes, yes, yes. And we all say that we would have done that, but actually to be put in that situation and do that for the greater good, how can you not want to tell their stories, Brian, forever?
Yeah, absolutely. And how could people not want to come to the Remember Me Rose Garden to see it, right?
Absolutely.
So, I can't even imagine the moral, ethical, you know, when you talk about people doing the right thing, those people did the right thing, right? And we need more people like that, frankly, right? And you start looking at, we've talked again off air a little bit about the generations that have passed and how maybe some younger folks, you know, don't really have the context of this. And I would encourage people to get out there, see this garden, see the Remember Me Rose Garden, go to the website, rememberme rosegarden.org. You can support us in lots of different ways, but the best way you can support us is by coming to the garden. Come to it, see it, experience it, and you'll never forget it, ever. We'll never forget it.
Here's the thing, too, that I think people need to understand is the fact that you grew up in a military background. I grew up during the Vietnam War, which today's the anniversary, and when the war came to an end, March 29th, many, many years ago. We have been given so many gifts in this country, and we're so blessed to live in this country, and I tell my children this all the time. 34 today, one turns 26, and I have a 22-year-old daughter, soon to be 23. There's a price for everything, but especially freedom. And I look at what these people did on that plane as heroic as anything that any group of military has ever done in our country's history. That's how important this day is. It's like all the monuments that you see for World War II and Vietnam, and rightfully so. I think this, Clay, should be right there in the same headline. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's indeed a place of healing. One story of healing my wife enjoys telling. She spends a lot of time up at the garden as well, telling the story. She met a gentleman whose job it was on the terror task force to stop things like this from happening. And he felt that he had failed and failed the country, and he was living a desperate life of regret and anguish. After walking through that garden and spending some time by the Fountain Plaza with the names of the heroes encompassing in it, he had a breakthrough. And he came out of the garden in tears and saying he's been living in misery and pain for all these years because it was his job, part of his responsibility to stop things like this from happening, and he failed. He said, but this garden has restored me. And he said, I feel joy and happiness now for the first time in many years.
But you think of gardening and planting of a tree and all the things that go with it. It's therapeutic, obviously food to nurture us, but it's also the connection to that apple tree that was planted when your child was first born. Walking through the garden at the end of the day and how I can still see my father standing out there after working all those hours in the mill, raising six kids, trying to make it all work with a garden hose as the sun is setting. Just that time to basically think about what life is truly all about. And to be able to meditate and to go there, years removed, coming up on the 25th anniversary since that happened, this is actually still helping people heal. As much as it is bringing people joy who love gardening and, you know, growing roses, it's also giving people connected to this or connected to the story a chance to heal. So there's a great healing process that comes from this too, Clay.
Yes, indeed. And I wonder if I have enough time to tell the butterfly story.
Go right ahead.
I believe it was the 10th anniversary of the crash of Flight 93. It was earlier than that, wasn't it? 2009. So it was earlier than that. But it was at we were semi-finished with the garden. A anniversary was coming up of the crash of Flight 93. So we put together a little event, and we invited, of course, all the families of Flight 93. And Esther Wainio and Ben, Elizabeth Wainio, the young 27-year-old lady that was killed on the flight. She was traveling in sales. She held a vigil for our heroes on the plane while they were planning to take over the plane, and was giving them feedback as to what was on the ground and in preparation for trying to bring that plane down. And of course, she She died and said her final goodbyes to her mother. Says she was never married, and so we wanted to play a special tribute at this anniversary, and we allowed her mother to speak at the event, and I wanted to release some beautiful doves, 40 white doves, until we found out the price of doves. And that went to butterflies then.
My wife said,
why don't we use these beautiful monarch butterflies? And as we were finishing the ceremony and the soloist was singing, "I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses," I opened that box of those 40 butterflies, 39 of them headed right for the trees and went out of sight. One of them broke ranks and circled around over the audience and found Esther Wainio, Elizabeth Wainio's mother. And lighted on her, over her heart, on her chest, and stayed there for the entirety of the rest of the ceremony. And she walked around telling the visitors or after us, she said, "This is from my Elizabeth. Butterflies, especially monarchs, were her favorite thing in all the world."
Butterflies are free. The soul is free. So there's
and so
something to
we put in a huge wildflower garden, and it's visited by a lot of butterflies in honor of Elizabeth Wainio.
Clay, thank you so much. God bless you. Remember me, rosegardens.org. Brian, thanks for making this happen.
Thank you.
I don't think it could have went much better. I just hope that as many people listening tell at least 10 people, if we can get that and more to come and visit this site as we approach the 25th anniversary, we did our job. And I'll see both of you back here very early on that Saturday morning, August 30th, just literally weeks before the 25th anniversary, already anticipating it. And I give you nothing but props, and I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you
for this show and for the invitation.
You're welcome. All right, stay with us. News coming up next, and then I get a brief couple of hours of downtime, and then we'll be right back at it, your Pratt Pack. But lots of good stuff still to come today, and a lot of my colleagues the rest of the way here at KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Rob Taylor coming up next with the news at 1.
The proceeding was paid for by Remember Me Rose Garden.
Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.